and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
So on behalf of the Parents Association, I'd like to thank all of you for helping to make this work-study program a reality. To the teachers and parents for donating their valuable time. And to the students for giving up a week of school. But lastly, I'd like to thank the man who came up with this innovative idea, a real nice guy and a shining light in our community. Me. Feel free to applaud.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you help yourself to some refreshments? By the way, the bundt cake was made by the shining light.
I can't believe I get to spend a week working on Wall Street.
I'm going to work in a TV newsroom.
I get to work in a mortuary. Hey, it could have been worse. I could have been stuck cleaning house with Mr. Maselli. Sorry.
Oh, no, we missed it.
You two are in big trouble. The whole idea of this program is to teach you responsibility in today's world. You can't even be here on time.
Okay, Dad, let me explain, okay?
No, please. Let me guess. You stopped for a sandwich, and there was this really cute guy.
That is not what happened at all. Yeah, we stopped for gas and there was this really cute guy. Well, we're here now. So, what, are all the good jobs taken?
No. The two best are still left.
Oh, really? What, the record producer, the TV news director, what?
The clown?
Hey, I like the shoes.
The two internships that are left are with the advertising mogul and the domestic engineer.
Are you sure the clown is taken?
So nervous. Who wants to learn how to balance a household budget?
Who wants to watch a jeans commercial being shot?
Who wants to make their own hours?
The choice is obvious. I'll take Dad.
You're kidding.
Great, then I'll get Angela. What time she'll be ready for work, boss?
7:30 and dress for success.
Okay. Now how about me, Dad?
7:30 and dress for a mess.
I don't get it. Why didn't you pick Angela?
Because I've worked in Angela's office before, and believe me, she could be real intense.
She doesn't seem that bad.
Oh, Bonnie, on second thought, make it 7 sharp. We've got a full day ahead of us.
I hope you get static cling.
Don't be bitter, Bonnie.
Well, Angela, huh? Everything worked out? You got Bonnie, I got Sam, we both got our little protégés.
Well, yeah. You know, Bonnie's great, but I was kind of hoping Sam would have picked me.
Well, you know, Sam probably was too smart to be, you know, pulled in by your slick, mad air pitch.
Slick? A few minutes ago, you told me I was too dry.
It's a fine line, Angela.
I'll get it! Bonnie, you look so miserable. Thanks. And you look so comfortable.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
I had the worst dream last night. I was the catcher in a trapeze act. We were performing 500 feet in the air without a net.
Yeah?
Rather than grabbing my hand, my partner opted for death. What do you think that means?
Well, it means that you're either, you know, you're feeling rejected because none of the kids picked you last night, or you're not getting enough sex.
The first one.
Definitely.
Oh, the working girls have arrived.
Look at them. You know, I really must pat myself on the back. Here's a chance for our young folk to become contributing members of society, huh?
Yeah, Dad, have you seen the copper tone?
Come on, we have a full day ahead of us.
Yes, a day chocked full of subservience, drudgery, and mind-numbing boredom.
Mother.
At least I get paid for it.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Have fun,
bye. Nice.
So, Dad, I'm all yours.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, I'm in a hurry because I got a lot of errands to run before I get to school.
School? Oh, I plump forgot about that. Oh, well, not to worry. I'll find something to keep myself busy.
Oh, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. I made you a list.
Oh, budgeting, nutritional planning, house repairs. Great. No cleaning. Oi.
Sam, let me give you my philosophy on household management. You know, a lot of people think running a house is simply a matter of chores, but nay. A household is an intricate ecosystem where man and house coexist in peaceful, harmonic symbiosis.
I have to make Jonathan's bed?
Sam, we don't make beds, Sam. We create a peaceful sleeping environment. You see, Sam, a peaceful house leads to peaceful thoughts, and peaceful thoughts lead to peace of mind, and peaceful minds lead to peace in the world. Start with the toilets.
Oh, but Dad, I...
Go in peace.
August, 86, Muskegon, 30% reach. August, 86, Moline, 47% reach.
Typo alert.
Oh, you're right.
What should we do?
Let it go. August 86.
Oh, good. You're almost through with the market research reports. Guess it's kind of exciting to see the nuts and bolts behind the glitz and glamour, huh?
Please stay seated until the ride comes to a full and complete stop.
Bonnie, would you please bring me the current Anderson file?
Sure.
Oh, Mother, there's a typo here.
Bonnie.
No, dear, I said the current file.
Here.
Well, how did you do that so fast?
I put red dots on all this year's files.
Red dots?
Well, I tried to stop her.
What initiative?
I helped.
Well, you know, I think we should incorporate your system into all our files.
I'll get started. How about every year gets its own color?
That's good. That's very good.
Traitor.
I'm sorry, Mona. I didn't think.
Yeah? Well, let's keep it that way, huh?
Power agency.
Bonnie?
Sam, how's it going?
Oh, horrible. My dad's into all this weird philosophy. He just proved to me that dust doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Wow, far out.
I want to go back to where I'm happy, where I'm loved. Bonnie, I want to go back to school.
Sam, you're talking crazy.
I mean it. I have never worked...
Please.
Bonnie, I just had the most wonderful idea. I'm lunching with some clients. I thought it would be a good learning experience for you to sit in. So how'd you like to have lunch at the Russian Tea Room?
For free?
You get ready. We'll leave in a few minutes.
Sorry, Sam. Get this. Angela's taking me to a business lunch at the Russian Tea Room.
Oh, really? I hear it's real nice.
I'll let you know. Bye.
Bye.
I wonder what Yoda has planned for me next. Maybe I'll get fired.
Hi, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?
Dinner? You want me to make dinner, too?
Yeah, Sam, it's number 23 on your list.
I'm on 4.
All right, Sam, take it easy. I have my days where I feel unappreciated, undervalued, and underpaid. But then, Sam, I step back and I take a look at the big picture and I realize, wow,
it's all worthwhile.
Dad, you're scaring me.
No, I mean it, sweetheart. This house looks great because of you, and the people that live here, they're going to be better for it.
My little baby.
It does look good. Home, home on the range, where Jonathan is mentally deranged. Where the beds are all made and the bills are all paid. And Jonathan's still mentally deranged. Hey.
Having Bonnie at work in the office was a complete disaster.
What'd she do?
She worked.
Come on.
What?
Well, if you really want to know what
I do, I do. I was thinking kind of along the lines of a River Phoenix type.
I love it. I love it. Rugged yet vulnerable.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Oh, hey. Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just shop talk. Yeah, Bonnie's helping me with my new sportswear commercial. It's giving me a teen perspective.
Oh, a teen perspective.
I can't believe that I'm helping to make decisions that will affect millions and millions of consumers. Assuming those mixed up demographics in Dallas don't skew.
Do they have a wacky CPM? So, honey, how was your day?
Oh, great. I made decisions that will affect people who make decisions that affect millions and millions of consumers.
Sweetheart, the house looks wonderful. You are both doing a great job. I am so proud of you.
Okay, she's gone. Tell me the truth. How was it?
Well, some parts of the job were really boring.
Ha! I told you.
But being with Angela made up for it.
Angela?
I don't know what you're talking about before. I mean, she's smart, she's funny, and she doesn't treat you like a kid.
Hey, I know she's cool.
She's funny?
Oh, Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie, since we accomplished so much today, why don't we give ourselves a break? Go in at 8 tomorrow.
Great.
By the way, it was really a joy to have you in the office today.
Same here.
Okay. Get some rest, honey.
Okay. Oh, Sam. Thanks for setting me up with Angela. Bye.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Angela.
Oh, Tony, I had the most wonderful dream last night.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you kill off this time, Siegfried or Roy?
No. This time I was the center ring of the circus, the beautiful bareback rider. I stood on the horse's back with a sparkler in each hand. The wind blew my gossamer gown as if I were an angel. Finally, I was queen of the big top. What do you think that means?
Well, it means you're, you know, you're finally feeling accepted, or you're getting too much.
Oh. Get it!
Great, you're here.
Hi.
Why are you dressed like that?
We have to switch jobs.
What?
I really, really want to work with Angela. Please, I'm begging you as a friend.
No! I found something that's important to me, something I'm good at, something that could be a lifelong career.
I'll loan you my leather jacket.
Okay.
Hey, girls.
Morning. Ready for work?
Great news. Bonnie and I have just decided to switch jobs.
What?
Oh, Bonnie, I thought you were happy at my office.
Well, she was.
And I thought you were happy with me.
I was. We were both very, very happy, but we're also curious. Curious about each other's lifestyles. Dad, we're women of the 90s. We want it all.
Oh, Sam, wait a minute. I'm not sure that, you know, this program's about jumping around.
Dad, we're not jumping. We're sampling new horizons.
Yeah, but commitment, Sam. Commitment is important.
Look, I'm committed to meeting a client in 50 minutes. The train leaves in about 5, so would one of you working girls please come with me?
You got one. Bye, Dad.
Okay. Well, Bonnie, did I ever tell you that dust doesn't exist in a vacuum?
I've heard that. Angela, isn't this great, just you and me?
Yeah, well, between just you and me, did I do anything to offend Bonnie?
Oh, no. It wasn't you, Angela. I think it was Bonnie. She didn't want you to know this, but she gets nauseous on the train.
So do I.
Did Sam want out because I was too rough on her yesterday?
Well, she did call and complain.
Oh, I knew it. I was too hard on her. I overwhelmed her. I mean, she's only 16. She's not ready for symbiosis.
Are any of us really?
Don't worry, Bonnie. I've learned the error of my ways.
You're going to learn housekeeping, but as God is my witness, you're going to have fun.
Uh-oh. Mona, can you get that? Mona, can you... Never mind, I'll get it.
Thanks.
Power agency? Hold on, let me check. Yeah, 3 o'clock will be fine. Okay, I'll let Angela know. Thanks, bye.
Okay. Sam, a word of advice. If you keep working this hard, you'll die young. Trust me.
Mona, I just want Angela to know that I'm committed.
Yeah.
Oh, Angela, I was thinking about the sportswear account. A River Phoenix type would be all wrong. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, Johnny Depp.
Oh, sweetheart, not now. This is a crazy day. Has anybody seen the McMahon file?
Oh, Angela, it's at your fingertips. Well, I put all of this year's files in this file cabinet. Easy access.
Not really. Sam, the reason we don't put the files in there is because the lock is broken. Mother, get me a locksmith pronto. I need that file. Never mind. I'll do it myself.
Thanks.
Angela, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. As soon as the locksmith comes, get the files back, put them where Bonnie had them, please. Oh, and Sam, one more thing. Will you call the Russian tea room?
All right.
And cancel lunch at 12:30. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be tied up with this McMahon thing all day.
Okay, well, you know, I just confirmed Mr. Tate at 3.
Sam, I can't be ready by 3. Look, I know you're trying to help, and I appreciate it. But you better check with me before you make these kinds of decisions, okay? Oh, and Mother... Mother!
Yes! Rock and roll!
Hey, Bonnie, you having fun?
Yes, Mr. Maselli, for the bazillionth time, I'm having fun.
Well, it only gets better from here. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean and Bonnie clean the house, and who could be again it? Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Telly Savalas, right?
Oh, not Telly Savalas, Mr. Clean. You know, the cleaning guy.
Good one.
You should have done Josephine the plumber. Maybe tomorrow.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Tony.
I told the clinic he wasn't ready.
Dad, can I borrow Bonnie for a minute? Oh, and by the way, that earring is not you. We have to switch jobs again. No way, he's doing Josephine tomorrow. Besides, I thought you wanted to be with Angela. No, I don't want to work with Angela anymore.
Hey, Bonnie, why don't we call it a day, huh?
Okay, Mr. Maselli, the muffins are in the oven, and the laundry is folded, and the coupons are clipped, and nobody seems to care. Bye.
Okay, Sam. What's going on here?
Well, I'm just not sure that advertising is my calling.
Well, I thought housekeeping wasn't your calling.
Yeah, but it's calling me back.
Tony, I think I know what the problem is. Sam, I'm sorry about lunch, and I'm sorry that I was short with you about the filing cabinet. I guess I'm just not much fun.
Hey, oh, Angela, stop apologizing. Hey, Sam, wait a minute. You don't quit a job just because it's not fun. I mean, you can't go through life flip-flopping. Look at Bonnie. She doesn't have that kind of
attitude. Yeah, Bonnie has a great attitude. She's the one that came up with the brilliant red dot theory. She's the one that Angela took to the Russian tea room, and she's the one that Angela likes.
I do like Bonnie. But I love you.
I didn't think you wanted to be with me. I didn't think you wanted to be with me.
And I didn't think anybody wanted to be with me.
Sam, I guess I feel that sometimes you think I'm a drag.
No, I don't. Well, sometimes. But a lot of my friends feel that way about their mothers.
Tony? Did you hear that? She called me mother.
I heard.
And I just feel so loved. So do I.
Me too.
Okay, ladies. Have a nice day at the office.
Okay, Dad. Okay.
Oh, here's my little helper. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Mr. McKay.
Okay. Bonnie, what are you
Let's
dressed
go.
Like that
it's
for?
It's nice.
See you later. Oh, wait a minute. You can't take both of them? Oh, dude, who's going to help me?